everybody. I'm Dave Baker, and we're counting you down to a stop we know you're going to love, the UK Wildcat. This is the official live Wildcat mascot of the University of Kentucky. His name is Blue. This feline's true colors really shine through when you look behind the scenes with the tails. Here's the voice of the cats, Tom Leach.
If you've tuned into our University of Kentucky broadcast, you're familiar with that growl. That's actually the sound they make in attack mode or when they're threatened. More often, the wildcat is silent, and that's an eerie part of what makes it the king of the forest. Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Leach, and welcome to the Salado Wildlife Education Center. The wildcat is what wildlife biologists call an apex predator, a creature at the top of the food chain. While it may not appear large and vicious, don't be fooled. Keen vision, power, cunning, speed, and stealth give the wildcat a distinct advantage in the daily fight for survival. Thousands of wildcats live across Kentucky, but your chance of ever seeing one is slim to none. They make their home deep in the forest wilderness, far from humans. In fact, this may be the only time you'll ever see a wildcat face to face. And what a specimen of wild America it is. For the University of Kentucky, wildcat is more than just a nickname. Victory after victory, championship after championship, the association with the wildcat inspires the student athletes at UK to perform at their best with that animal-like instinct to win. There are two wildcats here. Blue is the larger. The smaller female is his companion, and more on her is coming up. Joining us now is Dr. Dave Mayer, professor of conservation biology in the University of Kentucky's Department of Forestry.
I think the coloration of the bobcat here really is a reflection of its forested habitat. Living in shadows, living in shrubby sorts of dense vegetation, that animal, if it's sitting still, will be almost impossible to see.
Just like the blitz in football or a fast break on the hardwood, that type of agility is utilized in the wild.
They are very powerful, they're very fast, and they can jump high. And if they're close enough to a potential prey item, that prey item does not have much of a chance. They are ambush predators, and so it happens very quickly. They've got a multiple set of weapons, and that is their claws and their teeth. When an animal is killed, it happens almost instantly.
What is on Mother Nature's menu for a wildcat?
Rabbits, squirrels, wood rats, mice. A bobcat can kill things up to the size of white-tailed deer and do it fairly efficiently under certain circumstances.
And what about the size of the cat?
A big bobcat in Kentucky is going to be 25 pounds.
Let's take a call.
Hi. I was hoping the professor could comment on the earliest victory for the wildcats a couple hundred years ago. While it was a win, it meant a stunning defeat for wildlife in general. Of course, this was back when the idea of conservation wasn't a part of anyone's game plan. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Good question.
Well, the big cat here was the mountain lion. It went by many different names, puma, cougar. That was the dominant solitary cat before Europeans showed up, and then they were pretty quickly wiped out. Bobcats, perhaps a bit more secretive, smaller home ranges, they can tolerate a bit more disturbance and feed on smaller prey. As the deer population in Kentucky was being wiped out, mountain lions had a real hard time. And of course, the wolf went the same way. So now, the bobcat, or wildcat, represents our dominant cat species in Kentucky.
Another question?
Yes, I'm Elizabeth. I'm 8. I was wondering what we had to do to make sure we still have wildcats around when I grow up.
Another good question.
Bobcats and forests go hand in hand. And we're talking about forests that support diverse plant communities, abundant prey populations, and diverse prey populations. So larger patches of forest, the better conditions for the bobcat.
We know about the athletic point of view, but what about the scientific perspective? Was the wildcat, the Lynx rufus, a good choice to represent the UK teams?
I think the wildcat is an excellent mascot for Kentucky. It's a noble animal. It's a strong, powerful animal. As a mascot for an athletic team, these are very athletic animals, and so I think it's very appropriate.
As we go to break, we remind fans everywhere that safeguarding our wildlife and wild places is a game none of us can afford to lose, and there's a spot on the team for us all. For wildcats, cardinals, and critters everywhere, let's keep the wild outdoors outstanding. Your Salado Wildlife Education Center is a great place to learn more. You're listening to the Animal Tracks Radio Network.
There is a second story to be told here about the female wildcat. What's her name, and will these two wildcats breed? These details are ready to pounce your way as soon as you press the pound key on your Animal Tracks wand. Now.